Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents Wild Boy by Rob Lloyd-Jones, performed by James Clamp. That night, the night the showman came, the moon was the colour of mud. Above the houses, the sky turned from black to dingy brown as a thick fog crept over the city. The monstrous mud-brown cloud rose from the river. It slithered over rooftops, curled around gas lamps, and smothered their lights to ghostly orange globes. It crawled along the riverbank, swallowing the warehouses, workhouses, and tumble-down tarry black houses that leaned over the dark water. Doors were bolted, shutters slammed. Even the rats in the alleys froze in fright as the fog came rolling in. The fog swallowed everything, but not the showman. His gloved fist banged on the workhouse door. No reply. He banged again. There came a clunk, a thunk. A hatch in the door slid open, and bloodshot eyes glared through.
"Who the devil are you?"
demanded a voice.
"I'm here for the boy," said the showman.
The eyes in the hatch narrowed.
"What boy? There are dozens of boys."
The showman leaned forward, revealing his face in the shadow of his crooked top hat. It was a terrible face. Ridged with so many scars, he looked like he'd been sewn together from patches of skin. There were whip marks, knife cuts, and scratches from nails. There were bite marks and burn marks and cuts from a saw. One long gash ran like purple war paint over his bony nose. He stroked it with a finger as he leaned to the hatch and spoke in a growl.
"The boy," he said.
The bloodshot eyes widened.
"Oh, the boy. One moment."
Another thunk, another clunk. The door swung open, revealing the owner of the bloodshot eyes. A plump, greasy individual who had been in the process of devouring a roast chicken. He wore the bird like a glove puppet, one hand inserted into its neck cavity so he could bite chunks from whichever part he pleased. Nibbling on a scab of skin, he eyed the showman warily.
"My name's Bledlow," he said. "I'm the master of this place."
The showman didn't reply. The master swallowed the skin.
"You got the money?"
"Not till I seen the boy."
Composing himself, Master Bledlow unhooked an oil lamp from the wall.
"Follow me,"
he said. He led the way down a dark and dingy corridor. Cockroaches scurried into cracks. Damp glistened on bare walls. In a hall, a dozen boys in ragged gowns sat slurping bowls of gruel. One of the boys saw the showman and grinned wolfishly.
"He's here to see the monster,"
he whispered.
"Monster!"
the others chimed.
"Monster! Monster!"
With a flick of his arm, Bledlow sent his chicken carcass flying into the hall. Several boys pounced on it, snarling at one another.
"Monster! Monster!"
the others chanted. The master raised his light and led the showman up a rickety flight of stairs. At the top was a wooden door with a warning scratched in charcoal. "Wild animal, beware." The master glanced at the showman.
"We keep him in here on account of the fighting."
"Fighting?"
"Because of how he looks."
The door opened with a groan, and they stepped inside. The room was musty and dusty and stank of damp. A ragged crow was perched in a narrow window, its eyes gleaming like black diamonds in the lamplight. Beside the window, another animal nested among a bundle of sacks. No, not an animal. It was a boy. The boy sat very still, staring out of the window.
"That him?"
the showman asked. Master Bledlow raised his lamp so its light fell on the boy's back.
"See?"
he said. And now the showman saw. The boy was covered almost completely in hair. Dark brown hair, matted and tangled with dirt. It grew all over his back, his shoulders and his chest. A darker swath hung from his head, and a thick layer spread all over his face, smoothed and parted down the middle. It hid the boy's features completely, apart from two big eyes, big like an owl's eyes, startlingly green, They sparkled even in the murky light from the moon.